こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目。おととい8日、東京都心で雪が降り、45年ぶりに積雪量が27センチに達しました。また東北の太平洋側でも大雪となり、仙台では78年ぶりに35センチの積雪となりました。雪の影響により全国で11名が死亡、1051人が負傷しました。また4万世帯で停電が起きました。
Yesterday it snowed 27 centimeters in Tokyo, the most it has in 45 years.Tohoku also experienced heavy snowfall with 35 centimeters of snow, breaking a 78-year record. 11 people were killed and over 1,000 people were injured due to heavy snowfall-related incidents. Also, 40,000 homes experienced a power outage.
Yeah, 外出た雪降ってる時。
Yeah, I did.
なんかさ、うわ、すごいって思ったんだけど、思ったし、転んでる人とかもいたじゃん、ニュースとか見ると、うん、まあでも東北の人に笑われるわこれはと思うよね。
いや、
これだけでこんなこんななんか大騒ぎしてるからさ。
I wonder what it is exactly that makes Tokyo so weak to snow.
まああれじゃない、電車がないとだってみんなどこも行けないからじゃない。
うん、
だから電車止まっちゃうとみんなもう終わりじゃん。
Yeah, I saw cars getting stuck.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like delivery trucks, because sometimes they have to drive in the 抜け道. Yeah, they were getting stuck. Even with the chains on there.
Oh. なんかあと東京の人雪慣れてないから、私家の近くでおばちゃんが夜ね、まだ雪降ってる時に水をかけてたのね、溶かそうと思って、
うん、
雪かきの代わりみたいな。でもまだ降ってるし、夜になるから凍るじゃん次の日、
うん、
だからおいって思ったけど、慣れてないからそういうことする人とかもいるから、そういうのもあるんじゃない。
いや、
でこう凍っちゃって次の日朝ね、通勤の人がすっ転ぶみたいな。
いや、 if you're gonna go after it with the water、うん、you have toKeep doing it until it's done.
そうそう、ずっとやるならいいけどね、本当その人がさ、徹夜してその後放置されちゃうとね、大変だから。
I used to clear snow from people's driveways for money when I was a kid.
ああ、バイト。
Yeah, but it stopped snowing. It didn't snow for like years.
仕事なくなった。
Well, I was doing other stuff too.
無職。そうね、よく長野県とか新潟とか行くとさ、おじいちゃんとかが屋根に登って雪かきしてよく滑って落ちて骨折したり死んじゃったりするっていうのはあるけど、
yeah. I saw that on TV. It looks really sketch. There's like 80-year-old guys on roofs.
Yeah, そう、危ないんだよね、すごい。だからみんな気をつけてほしいけど、まあ今日はね、もう晴れてるから。でもところどころ、私マイケルの家に来る途中でもう本当にすっ転びそうになったもん。また
Is it still frozen?
うん、凍ってる。ところどころ雪かきされてないとこがあるから、
うん、
で自転車乗ってる人とかもいるからさ、みんなすっごいなんかゆっくり込んで。
Why do people even try that? That's so dangerous.
ね、危ないよね。でみんなヘルメットしてないからさ、日本ね。だから気をつけてみんな。
I saw people riding their bike yesterdayIn the middle of like the craziest snow, people were riding bikes too.
危ないね、危ないね。ふわふわの時まだいいんだけどね、今みたいにこう凍ってガリガリになってくると怖いです。
There were also a lot of train delays and problems at the airport.
あ、そうそう、全然ね。
Especially at Haneda.
欠航になってたから。Yeah, I was drinking on Friday, and there was this guy who was visiting from New York.And he was gonna go back on Saturday. And we were like, え、絶対帰れないよ。絶対無理だよ。And he was like, え、マジで?みたいな。
You were drinking?
I was not drinking alcohol, but I was at a bar.
that's terrible.
Yeah, バーでもお茶とか飲んでるから。はい。アメリカ・マサチューセッツ州の ウェレズリーカレッジという女子大でキャンパス内に設置されている人間の像を撤去する署名が行われています。この像はパンツ1枚の裸の中年男性が目をつぶってさまよっているもので、リアルすぎてあまりにも気持ち悪いため今回の署名が始まりました。この像を設置した大学内の美術館館長は、これはアートと外の世界を結ぶ作品で、あたかも美術館からアートが逃げ出したかのようなテーマで設置されてたものであるとしています。神
。A highly realistic statue of an almost naked man in just underwear at Wellesley? Do you know how to say this? Wellesley?
かな?
I like Wellesley better. Wellesley College, a women's college in the US, has prompted students to begin a petition to remove it. The statue was installed last week on Monday.The statue is part of an exhibit、of a museum on campus that was installed outside the museum in order to connect the museum to the outside world. Green, an art professor on campus, claims that the statue is functioning just as it should by being controversial.
これ写真衝撃だよね。めっちゃリアルなの。なんかハゲてるおじさんなんだけど、ハゲ具合とかもすごいリアルだし、なぜか目をつぶってなんか両手を前に出してなんかあーって言ってそうな。しかも雪が降ってんだよねここ。
But it's not like a zombie. It's not a zombie.
ゾンビっぽくはない。そういう怖いとかじゃなくて本当リアルなんだよ、yeah. リアルにパンツ一丁のおじさんが雪の中を裸でさまよってるみたいな。で雪が降ってるから彼の頭とかあの体にもちょっと雪がついてて、あの、ちょっと写真見てほしい。めっちゃ笑った。マミこれ何？何がしたいの？しかも女子大だよ。女子大。
This art is super working on you right now then.
I guess.
That's the point, right? To not look like art or something.
でもさ、それでも
Something pretentious like that.
そういうのよくあるけど、何かしらこうメッセージ性があったりとか、すごい美しかったり、なんかメッセージがあるじゃん。このさ、ハゲのおじさんがパンツ一丁で歩いてることって何を伝えようとしてたんだろうね、これ作った人はさ、
うん、
怖いよ。であのこれを、まあ、生徒がいっぱいいるから、あのインスタグラムとかにもいろいろ写真が載ってて、結構遠くから引きで撮ってる写真とかいろいろあるんだけど、なんか森みたいに結構木とかもあるんだよねこのキャンパスだから、遠くから見ると本当に人みたいで怖いの。やだよ。なんか夜見たらビクッとなりそう。で近くで見ると怖いっていうよりはなんかちょっとかわ、キモカワみたいな感じなんだけど。
キモカワ。
うん。世の中いろんな変なものがありますね。
It doesn't look that scary to me. It's just kind of, I don't think I'd mind that much. Once I knew, I'd just be like, oh, okay. Now I know.
私も嫌ではないと思うけど、この大学に私が行ってたとしたら、I'll take selfie with them and
Would you just be in underwear?
え?
For the selfie?
やだよ、だって雪降ってるし、ここ寒いじゃん。
まあね。
それはやだ。でもなんかこう、ちょっと肩組んで写真撮ったりとか。I really like modern art though. なんか意味わかんないような。
Why?
It's really interesting. なんかアートヒストリーとかいろいろ考えると、この間あの今六本木ヒルズでさ、アンディ・ウォーホルのあのやってて、 I went to see it the other day. It's pretty cool.
Were there cats?
Yeah, he has some cat stuff. あのピッツバーグにあるアンディ・ウォーホル美術館から持ってきたやつで、すごいあの普段見ないような、普段いろんな美術館でね、アンディ・ウォーホルのやついろんなとこにあるけど、そういうとこにもないようなのがいっぱいあったよ。
アンディ・ウォーホルわかるけど、This is ちょっと違くない？
でもこう、モダンアートだから。
適当すぎる。
なんで？
So this woman is saying, what did she say exactly? She said something like,It's like
it
escaped the museum.
Yeah. でもかわいそうだよね。そう考えると。Was he like being tortured or something? Like that he had to escape?
They should just put everything outside.
逆に？いや、それじゃ意味ないじゃん。 then it's not special anymore. It's like art is supposed to be in the museum, but he escaped, which makes him special じゃない?これってさ、置いて、重いのかな?どうなってんだろうね?
I'm sure...
なんか雪で覆われてるから、土台がどうなってるかよくわかんないけど。
Well, it's probably heavy and it's probably mounted to the ground.
でもだから余計リアルに見えるんだよね。その接地面が見えないから雪で本当に立ってるみたいじゃん。Do you know what I mean?
They were saying a lot of people enjoy it and they're taking pictures with it. And
I'm sure.、Like、だって大学生だもんね。そりゃ楽しいわ、トロント大学の精神医学者ドクター・ジェームス・カンターが小児性愛者を分析し、小児性愛者の脳の仕組みが医学的に普通の人とは異なっており、きちんと治療する体制を整えることで犯罪を防ぐべきだと発表しました。小児性愛者を分析した結果、平均より背が低く IQ が低い傾向にありました。また MRI を使用して脳を観察したところ、通常に比べ脳内の白質が異常に少ない傾向にありました。白質には他人や状況に適切に対応するために脳のそれぞれの機能をまとめる働きがあります。通常子どもを見ると脳内では保護者のような視点になる部分が働きますが、小児性愛者の場合自動的に性的な部分が働いてしまうそうです。そのためドクター・カンターは、小児性愛者を悪として社会から排除するのではなく、適切な治療が受けられるシステムを作っていくべきと話しています。
At Toronto University, Dr. James Cantor and his team of researchers have done an extensive study on the brains of pedophiles versus non-pedophiles using MRI scans. He found that the brains of pedophiles contain less white matter. White matter functions as the brain's cabling tissue connecting various regions. And Cantor suggests that when the brain of a pedophile sees a child, it is triggering the sexual response system instead of the parental nurturing system. Cantor believes that a system that allowed pedophiles to attend a facility anonymously for treatmentinstead of removing them from society would help to not only treat these people but reduce cases of abuse.
だからどこまでがフェチというか、あの自分のチョイスによるもので、どこまでがあの、まあ、病気というか治療できるものなのかっていうことっていうのだと思うんだけど。
Well, currently in our society, weIt seems like we absolutely view it as a choice that's being made, a fetish,
like a preference,
and a deliberately evil one.
そうだね、そうね。
At that.
うん。だからそのすごい小児性愛者の人を見て、まあ普通の感覚で言うと、だからすごい悪い人、あのっていうふうに考えちゃう。言いがちだけど、脳の仕組みからしても違うのであれば、それはそれで不公平だもんね。なんかその人たちは仕方ないというか、別に自分が好きでなったわけではないのに。
Well, it's hard to make a generalization for everyone, but it certainly seems like there's a biological difference in that, it's not people just making bad choices.
まあその中にはやっぱりそれで苦しんでる人もいると思うからね。その社会的に子供に対して性的な目で見ちゃいけないっていうのがあるのに、子供に性的な感情を覚えてしまう自分みたいな。でもダメっていうのはモラル的に分かってるから、それを抑えつけて結構苦しい思いをしてるっていう人がたくさんいるんであれば、まあ、彼が言ってるみたいに治療をちゃんとできるシステムがあれば、まあ、犯罪もそれに伴って減るかもしれないよね。
If people are simply born this way、where their body doesn't react the same way that other people's do、in response to seeing children, I mean, how much, to what extent are they at fault?
だから
I think
その人の個人のせいじゃないことになるよね。 If their brain is just wired differently.
Does it though? I mean, they still have control over their actions.
Yeah, but 普通はそのアクションなんだ、なんかそれを我慢しなくていいわけじゃん、 because you don't have that desire. So we
but
can't
we all
judge
have,
them.
Well, yeah, but if I still think that if I think a pedophile would have the responsibility to address that issue and put themselves in this sort of a facility or at the bare minimum.
まあ、
not act on any of those impulses.
だからそれは治せるとか治療が必要だなものだって分かってればやるかもしれないけど、ただ単にあそういう趣味なんだ悪いみたいな風に言われちゃうと、なんだろう、今までみたいに、そうすると、
well, I think if you really investigate the motives of any individual, that whether itsSomeone who's committing murder or pedophilia or all these different things、mm. obviously there's something very different about that person that allows them to operate that way,
right、
mm. and so pretty soon it's like where's the blame being assigned, like no one's to blame for any actions that they take
そうだから、まあ、その彼が言ってるみたいにそのシステムを作るべきなんじゃない、そのこの先生が言ってたのは匿名でそのファシリティに行けるようにするとか、
うん、
することによって、まあ、来やすくしたりとか、あとは、まあ、このこと自体を世に知らしめることがまず大事だよね、その本人がこれを知らないといけないわけだから、
yeah.
あ自分脳みそに白質足りてないんだみたいな、それを知らないとただ自分がそういう趣味なんだと思ってそれを我慢するのか我慢できないで行動に移しちゃうのかどっちかになっちゃうから、
The way that、most people、categorize these pedophiles in the way that we don't really consider this angle, I haven't really seen this angle so much, you know, where、
mm.
where it's like they're biologically predisposed、to be in the situation where they might commit a crime that would、that I'm not really at risk of committing, you、mm. know what I mean, like、mm. I don't have that impulse,
yeah,
I don't understand that, but we kind of just see these people as like, oh, you did this terrible, I could never do that、
mm.
you're just like me exceptYou're a fucking asshole、
mm.
So you get to go to jail、
mm. そうね、
so these considerations about、these people's biology and their nature、
mm.
is something that's kind of new, and I think it kind of parallels、recent thinking、with regards to homosexuals too.
Yeah, I mean その小児性愛に関しては特にその性質というか子供に対して性的な目で見るっていうのが大抵の人が結構嫌悪感を覚えやすいじゃん、簡単にあのターゲットが子供だから、だからよりその冷静に考えられないというかさ、なんかその別に彼らに味方するとかそういうことじゃなくてこう冷静にバイオロジカルに考えるっていうのが今までなかなかできなかったんだろうね、そのアメリカとかだとさあれじゃん、顔写真も全部公開されてるし、州によっては住んでる家のドアに貼らなくちゃいけなかったりするじゃん。
Oh, it's super brutal for these people.
あの私は過去に子供にそういうことをしたことがありますみたいなドアに貼らなきゃいけないとかで、結局そうすると周りの人たちがもう出て行ってくださいみたいな感じになって住むとこがなくなっちゃうみたいな、
mm-hmm.
あなんか一回ケイ・ウィンスレットだっけ、なんかハリウッドでそういう映画あったよね、タイトルまた忘れちゃったけど、まあなんかそういうあのもなんていうんだろう、難しいというか、もちろん自分に子供がいる人はそういう人がね隣に住んでたら嫌だし、それはそれで責められないし、かといって出所して出てきた本人もじゃあこれからどうやって生きていけばいいんだろうみたいな、で結局普通に社会で暮らしていけないからまた再犯しちゃったりとか、そう、ね、こうやってちゃんと脳の研究とかしてなんか治療できるんであればしてあげた方がいいんだろうね、 I mean for them.
Yeah, I still think that you know, even if you have that sort of biological predisposition or something's off with you like that, mm-hmm. and you have to deal with these urges or something that maybe normal people don't really have to address, you still have that ultimate responsibility for your actions. And I think, you know, so even if you are a pedophile and you do have something that could be called a condition, I think, you know, ultimately you're still responsible for
we
can't change that.
そうね。Yeah. まあだからといって何でもやっていいわけじゃないからね。
Yeah, but it's things are almost going that way in some parts of Europe. You know, where it's like it's totally geared towards rehabilitation and not really punishment at all.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a limit to that sort of.
でもそのリミットをどこで線引きするかも難しいよね。どこまで responsible でどこまで responsible じゃないかっていうさ。
Well, I think that punishment element always has to be there.
まあね、被害者がいる場合はね、もちろん。
Yeah.
その苦しんだ人がいるわけだから。
There always will be in the case of a pedophile.
Yeah.
You can't molest toys.
Yeah. そうだからずっと私はそのアメリカみたいにすごい小児性愛者に対してはすごい厳しくするべきで、あの顔写真も公開したり。あの検索したりできるべきだと思ったんだけど、まあでも脳の問題であればそれはそれでかわいそうというかね。
Yeah.
まあでも分かった方が怖くはないけどね。なんか日本もいるじゃん、そういう人があの幼稚園の先生になってたりとか小学校の先生やってたりとか、
うん、
だからそれはねやっぱり親になったら心配だろうなとは思うよね。なんかもうそれが脳の問題がどうかなんて関係ないって思っちゃいそうじゃない、自分が親だったら。 Like、
yeah.
whatever, just stay away from my kids みたいな。
Yeah.
だからむずいね。だいたい人口に対してどれぐらいいるもんなんだろうね。
Well, do they treat them similarly here as they do in the States with the like you're in a public
ないよ、
like、
全然ないの、全然ないの、日本は。そうだからそれは私は問題だと思ってアメリカみたいにした方がいいんじゃないかなって思ったんだけど、とかイギリスみたいにもうショットしちゃうとかホーニーにならないショット、
うん、
でそのショットをなんかサボると指名手配みたいになるみたいな。そうすると一応どこに住んでるとかは把握してるじゃん。日本って出所した後に結構もうどこ行っちゃったか大半の人が分かんなくなってんだよね。あのちゃんとモニターしてないっていうか足りてないから、その職員の人たちが、だからそれはそれで怖いよね。だから本当にそれこそ隣に住んでたりとかして自分がちっちゃい子いても分かんないし、幼稚園の目の前に住んでるかもしれないし、それも分かんないっていう。
Yeah, there's definitely this biological aspect, but like you're talking abouthow we don't know where these people are, what they're doing, and things like that. We're not really tracking them, at least not in Japan. Well, there's also the possibility of them doing something to a child and that child being very much affected by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the rest of their life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And possibly even becomingthe same thing or having a similar condition. It seems like there's a bit of a cycle there.
Yeah, I mean, we can't generalize it, but I'm sure there are cases like that too.
Well, it's a well-documented
right.
thing.
Yeah. そうね、だから
Like, they talk to a lot of these pedophiles, and then a lot of them do have childhood experiences.
Yeah.
That could have easily contributed to the way they are now.
だから日本もその児童ポルノの規制とかをどうするどうしないとかよくあるけど、まあだってあの何ジュニアアイドルみたいなすごいもんね。なんか中学生とか小学生の子がもう DVD とかアイドルって言って出してて、もう本当に sexual な感じの。It's not porn. There are no guys in the video. It's just the girl. But, なんかすごいセクシュアルなポーズしてたりとか、アイス食べてたりとか、そういうなんか。
It definitely gets a bit creepy.I think Japan is a little bit more creepy on the pedophile scale.
もともとね、なんかこうロリコンっていうか、若い方がいい、the younger the better みたいな。
Yeah, just the freshest virgins possible, like schoolgirl.
Yeah.
There's such a schoolgirl outfit catchy here. It's huge.
まああとその virginity に対する永遠の何。憧れというか
It's so weird. Like, I'm not even that old, but、someone in, like a student or a schoolgirl outfit, I'm just like, whoa, that's jailbait. Or that's,、that's like、too young. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I immediately think that.
そうだね。そうね。あの、海外に行ってその女子高生に対するおじさんたちのその、なんて言うんだろう。まあ、at least...Like, openly にはそこまでないじゃん。やっぱ女子高生が一番いいよねみたいなとか。
Well, even like AKB and that stuff.
Yeah.
Is pretty sketch.
そうだね。日本アイドルとか芸能人もみんなすごい若いもんね。15歳、14歳とか。あの、なんか大人の女性っていうんじゃないもんね、全然。
Yeah, what is that?
で、なんかツインテールみたいな。You know?
ツインテール。
なんかこう、what? Pigtails?
Yeah. Is it yeah. called ツインテール?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. みたいな、なんかこう、より幼く見えた方が、見えたもん勝ちみたいな。
yeah, they have people that aren't in school at all, dressing yeah. up in schoolgirl outfits yeah. all the time.
そうね。チェックのスカートね。好きだね。
And, It's all about like folding that skirt. They like fold that skirt over.
To make it shorter.
Yeah.
I used to do that too.
Yeah. And forget the sokutachi. We can just go with the, the baggy socks.
そうね。
まあ、yeah, it gets weird.
そうね。I don't know. It's pretty scary. If, なんか、だんだんこう、親の、ね、友達にも子供できてきたりとかして、そうすると、yeah. 今まで自分が子供目線だったのが親だったらどう思うかなみたいな考えてくるじゃん、
mm.
そうするとやっぱ怖いよねやだもん自分の子供が超短いスカートで渋谷とか行き始めたらもう心配すぎて後ろからついていきたいもん
Yeah, well, if you had a son, you'd have to worry too
Yeah, yeah, that's true
You know, your kids at school, you know, in some sports team and maybe there's some sketchy
そうね。
Teacher or something.
Or coach とかね。
I don't know. It's always possible.
そうね。怖いね。
And it's not really like under your control.
そうね。見てないところだもんね、自分が。
Yeah.
だからこそね、その薬で治るんだったら治してほしいよね。不安が半減するじゃん、少なくとも。
Yeah.
だから少なくともその小児性愛者って自分で自覚している人にはこういうことをあの自分で分かってもらうことによってだいぶあの改善されそうだけどね。
Well, who knows? And if it was you yourself, you know, if you were a pedophile, and it's so taboo, or it's so...That's a way bigger deal than like being gay. I feel like if you're a pedophile, that's like way bigger deal than being gay. Because if you're gay, you can just come out, and your life's not over.
Yeah.
If you're a pedophile and you come out as a pedophile,
yeah,
even if you haven't done anything yet,
you're socially done.
Who's trying to
support you?
Hang out with you.
そうだね。まあ人には言いにくいよね。
You're getting sympathy from like this one scientist.
いやでもだからすごい大変だろうねその友達にも言えないし親にも言えないしあの どうしようみたいな、
yeah.
どうしてんだろうねみんなだからこう一人で悶々とさはぁーってなって結局それをアクトアウトしちゃったりするんじゃない、
yeah.
だって think about it it's so tough being a pedophile I mean 自分で気づく瞬間があるわけじゃん。やばい、自分子供をセックスの対象として見てるわってなって相談できないもんね、人に、お母さんみたいな。
There's probably some creepy like internet forums or communities.
Do you think they're like 相談してる or they're probably like helping each other find like pictures or じゃない逆に悩みを相談するっていうよりは、
yeah, probably, I don't know.
だって友達にそれ告白されたら結構なんて言っていいか分かんないよね。私、
you know, do you know about this crazy program they have? Actually, I forget who's doing this. Some European country is doing this, but they did we talk about this before? I feel like we might have talked about this.
Like what?
That project with the CG girl. They have a computer.
Ah, we didn't talk about it, but yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, there was a computer generated, like, girl. Thai girl?
Yeah, Thai girl.
Well, she's computer generated, so I guess she's not Thai. But she's supposed to be Thai.
Yeah, yeah, she's supposed to be Thai. And she has a name, and she's like seven?
Yeah.
Six or seven.
So they're using this computer generated girl to draw in pedophiles and then bust them. And they've been busting, just locking up tens of thousands of like pedophiles with this CG girl.
まあそのセクスツーリズムすごいからね、タイとかもドキュメンタリーとか見たことあるけど、もう心が痛いもん。 And these kids, it's so normal for them that like they're not even like depressed or anything. They're 普通。
What's not normal? Or what's normal?
For them to perform those services for men. Like that's the only thing that they know. They've been living in this like brothel. They're all like 6 歳とかだよ。 And they're just like 普通, like they're happy and they're just like, oh yeah, みたいな感じで。すごいの、マジで。なんかあの、アメリカで捕まったお医者さんがいるんだけど、そいつがタイかカンボジアかどっかにセクスツーリズムしに行って、BBC かどっかが潜入で、であの、アンダーカバーで、そいつのことずっと撮ってんのね。それのドキュメンタリーあるよ、ネットに。なんか、あの、記者ですって言わずに、あ、自分もあの、女の子買いに来たんだけど、みたいな。でも今回初めてだから、よくわからなくて教えてくれるみたいな、言うのね、記者が。そのお医者さんのおっさんがめっちゃ得意げに、Oh yeah, like you should go to this store.
What are the...
It's like so cheap, like 2人で10ドルだよみたいな感じとか超自慢して。
What are the laws in that? In those places?
I'm sure it's illegal, but maybe the police system is corrupted or something. So there are so many kids working there, 普通に6歳、7歳とか。And...本当2人で10ドルとかもうめっちゃ安いの、しかも。 And this like doctor guy is like 40歳50歳ぐらいのなんか太ったアメリカ人のおじさんで、It was pretty sick. But maybe we can't judge. Well, we could because he's going there. But I mean,
that's so, it's just, it's so strange to me. It's so strange to me. It's like there are so manySuper attractive hot girls with like developed bodies like everywhere and you're like waza waza
going for a 6-year old,
going for like the most illegal and difficult and sketchy and harmful.
So like, harmful のとこが一番だよね、やっぱり。なんかもう turn off するじゃん、一瞬で。
It should
だからそのドクターの人もなんかその記者だって知らずにアドバイスしてるわけよ、いろいろ。で、he has like all the pictures of these girls in his wallet and like he's showing these off like, oh yeah, this girl's pretty, this girl was like really good, and then he'll be like, でも if you go back to the States, then be careful when you know, talk about your trip to Thailand to your friends because, you know, they're gonna be ドン引きみたいな。だからなんか言わない方がいいよ。Yeah, I'm like, 本当当たり前じゃん、言うわけない。It's like, what? でも多分慣れちゃうんだろうね、そういう人も。やっぱり何回もそういうところに行ってると、最初はさ、なんかドキドキしてるかもしれないけど、 Wow, it's like 超 taboo, I'm breaking the law and I'm doing these things to kids. But 何回も行ってるうちに多分それも麻痺してきて、なんか It's like normal. Ugh. 怖い。Anyways.
Next, Kalu Yala, a town in the middle of the Panamanian jungle, just an hour northeast of Panama City, aims to become the world's most sustainable town. A development company and hands-on internship program are working closely with local villages to responsibly tap into the region's resources. Open-air housing will eliminate the need for air conditioning. The entire settlement will be powered with off-the-grid energy using three sources of energy: solar panels, micro hydroelectric, and a tertiary generator. A farm-to-table system will limit the need for imported food, and 80% of the food is expected to come from within Panama. The project began with a man named Jimmy Stice, who bought it in 2007. Well, he bought land in 2007, 575 acres of land, and he brought in biology interns to get the project started. More than 40% of the world's population lives in the tropics. This means that Kalu Yala's model for a sustainable town can be utilized to improve many historically impoverished regions.
パナマのジャングルの中に位置するカルヤラという町で、企業と地元民が連携し、世界一エコな町を目指しています。建物は風通しを良くして空調設備をなくし、電気はすべて太陽光、水、地熱で賄います。また自給率を高めるべく輸入品を最低限に抑え、食品の 80% はパナマ内で調達します。このプロジェクトはジミースタイスという男性が始めたもので、まず2007年に575エーカーの土地を購入し、生物学のインターンを連れてくることから始まりました。世界の人口の 40% は熱帯地に住んでおり、カルヤラのプロジェクトが成功すれば他の地域にも応用が可能です。いいね。これジミー・スタイスっていう人はどっから、何人なんだろうね。
I think he's American.
I'm
not actually completely sure about that.
Okay.
But he just showed up and bought a bunch of land in this valley.
Okay.
And the Panamanian jungle, where they really had almost nothing. Mm-hmm. And he just brought in a bunch of interns and a bunch of people, bunch of scientists and researchers to try to put together this carbon neutral or carbon negative town.
なんか車禁止で自転車だけとかになったら、アスファルトやめて土とかにできないかな。
Oh, well, it's not even close. It's not even close to that level. This is the Panamanian.
No, I'm talking about like us.
Oh.
Like in cities and stuff. Because このなんていうの、風通しを良くして空調設備をなくしとかもさ、夏とかアスファルトだからすごい上がっちゃうじゃん、気温が。とか日本の昔のさ、なんていうんだっけ、高床式なんちゃらみたいな、わらぶき屋根みたいなにすればさ、そこまで冷房とかいらないじゃん多分。とかになると、だからなんか昔の生活にすればいいっていうだけなんだよね。昔は古民家とかに行くとさ、だって全然冷房とかいらなくても涼しかったりするじゃん。
Well, they're not that's not really what they're doing. They're just trying to get, first of all, they want to be off the grid, so they're not dependent on these major power sources, these huge power plants.
Yeah, but it's like they're going backwards, de shou? Like they were going forward by going backwards. Like, 輸入を少なくするとか、その自給率を上げるとかさ、昔はみんなだってそうだったわけじゃん。Like, 自国の中でどうにかするみたいな。
I don't want to. Not really backwards, though. I mean, they're using solar panels and micro hydroelectric generators, and there's definitely a lot of technology involved in making this work.
Yeah.
We couldn't really do that before.
But I mean, like, the idea of getting, you know, natural resources like without digging, you know, 石油とか、
うん、
そういうなんていうの、だから昔っぽい生活の方がまあでもエコに決まってんだもんね。
Yeah, well, when do you mean by like a long, long, long time ago?
Yeah, もう縄文時代みたいな。
Yeah, well, you're just there. You're not like
江戸時代、江戸時代とかもそうじゃん、でも。
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I love reading about 江戸時代. I just love it.
What were they doing in 江戸時代? How did they? What were they doing?
What do you mean?
Well, as far as,
死の交渉,
as far as being carbon neutral and where are they getting their food and, you know, all this other stuff. What was it like in 江戸時代? Because I don't really know.
I don't know. なんかみんなでも農民だらけだから。
There was no air conditioning, first
no,
of all.
No, no, no. They, no, not at all.
Did they even have oil heaters? What were they?
No, なんかあれでしょ? あの、火の、この、ランタンじゃないけどみたいなやつで、だから ライトもないし空調もちろんないし、
うん、
でもその代わりだから道も土だし、あの家の中も畳とかさ、
yeah.
でドアもこういう襖みたいなやつとかだから、そんなだ、冬は寒かったと思うけどね相当。
いや、my おばあちゃんの家 is like
超寒い。
Like that, almost.
冬めっちゃ寒いみたいな。
Well, they don't really use the heater or air conditioning.
Ah, okay.
And it's like they have tatami floor, and I don't.
Ah, okay, okay.
It's like they don't really use that much power.
Mm.
There's not that many. There's nothing like on, really.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my place, like there's so many things that are on.
ね、マイケルん家おかしいよねこれ。
Like.I have 電動歯ブラシ charging. I have like
全部ついてるじゃん。でも寒いみたいな。
Yeah.
私うち全然電気使わない。私だからあんまり電気使わないんだよね。あの暖房冷房が好きじゃないし、そもそも。だから冬はもう寒い。寒い中震えて過ごすみたいな。そういう方が、まあそれで東北とかにいたら絶対無理だけど、東京だったら結構。暖房をめったに使わなくても暮らせる。
Could they do this here? They could do this here, couldn't they?
うん。
They just bought a bunch of land somewhere in 田舎。
うん。
Couldn't you start with
these
villages?
ちっちゃい町ぐらいだったらできそうだよね、全然。
They, kind of related to this, they replaced all the street lamps in, where was it? LA?Somewhere in California.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No.
Yeah, they replaced...
So what? LED?
Yeah, they like changed all the street lamps and it saved them tons of money already.
ね、like、だからまず全部 LED にすればいいのにね。簡単じゃん。すごい違うもんね。
As you probably know, the 2014 Winter Olympics was off to a bit of a shaky start.The hashtag Sochi Problems was trending on Twitter in many parts of the world as various Olympic athletes and journalists documented the unpreparedness of Sochi for the Winter Games. Tweets of dirty tap water, double toilets, which is where the toilets are like right next to each other with no divider.
Right.
Unfinished roads, hotels with no lobbies, missing door handles, open manholes, malfunctioning plumbing, etc.But the most noticeable was probably the stuck Olympic ring during the opening ceremony. Did you see that?
Yeah. もうプーチンに殺されるって思ったよね。
Dmitry Kozak, the deputy prime minister responsible for Olympic preparation, revealed that authorities have video of guests sabotaging the facilities at Sochi.And in the process, he implied that hotels in Sochi have hidden surveillance cameras monitoring the guests. He said, we have surveillance video from the hotels that shows people turn on the shower, direct the nozzle at the wall, and then leave the room for a whole day. His spokesperson, when approached about it, said that he never said such a thing.
ソチオリンピックが開幕しましたが、現地ではさまざまな問題が発生しており、ツイッターではソチプロブレムというハッシュタグがトレンド入りしています。アスリートやメディアがツイッターで汚れた水道水、壁がなく便器が2つ横に並んでいるダブルトイレ、壊れた道路、ロビーがないホテル、ドアノブのないドア、蓋のないマンホール、壊れた水道管などを次々レポートしています。その中でも一番の話題は開会式で開かなかった5番目の輪です。オリンピックの準備を担当するディミトリ・コザック副首相は、宿泊客がホテルの部屋を勝手に破壊しており、その証拠に監視カメラのビデオも発表もあると発表しました。その後政府の広報官は、ホテルにカメラが仕掛けられているようなことはないと否定しました。開かなかった五輪の輪の話結構みんなしてたね。
うん、
今ツイッターでね、誰かがロシアに留学してるっていう、
うん、
でテレビで再放送した時は5個目の輪開いてたって。
Oh yeah yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
But I think that was true everywhere, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
I actually didn't see that part of the opening ceremony on TV, but 開いてた？
開いてないよ。
こっちは開いてない。
うん。
でもそっちは開いてる。
ロシアは多分再放送の分を、
うん、
ちょっと they edited it, I think.
Well, they actually put out pictures of Putin、
うん、
in his like room or in some room, and on TV they show the Olympic rings and、okay. the fifth one is open, ちゃんと。
え。
But that picture was actually taken during the rehearsal. So what they did、ah. is they showed the rehearsal footage.
To him?
So, no, to...
Oh, to the... For the picture.
Not... Well, for the... 留学してる人も。
Oh.
They... For the... So they were showing、ah. 生放送.
Right.
And then as soon as something goes wrong,、mm. they switch. They cut over to the rehearsal footage.
Hey.
And then...If they're not going to show that part anymore, then they cut back.
ああ、日本のは開いてなかったね。でもロシア、確かにプーチンがムムムになりそうだもんね。殺されそうだもんね。
Mm. Well, they're pretty...
消される。
One interesting aspect of this whole issue is it kind of shows... Well, these are kind of... What do I want to say? First world problems. Right? Literally,
yeah.
literally...The first world problems.
Yeah.
Because now you're not in the first world anymore. You're going to Russia,、
mm.
which, you know, it's a little shaky over there. A little suspect.
I guess, yeah.
Right? And then all these problems they're having,、it seems like they are first world problems. Like, there's plenty of Russians in Russia that have those problems and worse.
Right.
普通に day to day.
Right.
That's normal.
そうね。あとはあれじゃない、まあ、ブラジルとかでもよくあるのはさ、そのオリンピックに間に合わせるために急いでホテルとか作ったらちょっと間に合ってないみたいな。
Yeah. Well, if they rush it, it's a rush job.
Yeah.
And that means toilets sticking out of the walls.
Yeah.
The two toilets next to each other.
あれ何？あれ is it normal in Russia or what? うちらわかんないもんね。
I doubt it.
あれどう?
But it has to kind of be normal, at least a little bit, for them to do it at all, right?
うん。だって普通に作ってる人がさ、だっておかしいなこれって思うもんね。普通じゃなかったらそれが。
If you were just peeing, could you go next to like a girl?
No.
No?
Because
guys always have to be next to... We have like two dudes.
Yeah,
you have like two dudes, one on either side.
Yes,
Everyone's
but...
whipping it out.
But it's different for girls and boys because 男はさ、そのポロッと出すだけで、
ポロッと、
うん、ポロッと出すだけじゃん。女の子は全部脱いで座るんだよ。結構全部丸出しじゃん。
うん、でも結構丸出しだよ with guys too。
でもさ、こうお尻とか全部
出し、it's out。
でも立ってるからまだ vulnerable じゃなくない？なんか脱いで座ってって結構。恥ずかしいよ。Mm. やったことないからわかんないけど。
If you're standing naked, that'd be even. But there are people that do that. They pull their pants down to like right above their knees when they pee. Yeah.
Why? あ、なんかポロッと出るタイプのパンツじゃないってこと？
それもあるけど、there's just people that are more comfortable that way. I don't know.
あ、跳ねたりとかするから。
Well, kids always do that, right?
知らない。
Kids, like little kids, when they pee all the time, they'll just take their pants like.
あ、全部下に。でもこのロシアのはちょっとさすがにね、なんか恥ずかしいよね。結構しかも近くなかった、一個一個の便器が。
近いね。
うん。
You could hold hands.
うん。近いよ。恥ずかしいよ。
So you wouldn't be able to do it?
No.しかも蓋のないマンホールも結構怖くない？落ちる落ちる、やばいね。まあでもオリンピックね、始まって日本人結構さ、カーリングとか、カーリングだよね、とか、フィギュアとかさ、強いのが結構あるから。
Well, snowboarding and skiing 強い人いるけど、
うん、ダメだったね、残念ながら。
But like that,
結構すごい応援してたんだけど。
That kid, Kadono, he's definitely gonna win things in the future.
だってまだ何、17歳とかでしょ。
Yeah.
もう何回も出れるよね、まだまだ。余裕じゃん。Yeah.
You know about the Japanese snowboarders getting in trouble because they always show up with like gangster.
そうね。
Yeah. Like the super sagging.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell if you're watching the Olympics.And it doesn't say like who it is. If you see the pants with the ultra ultra sag,
yeah,
絶対日本人。
そうだね。とか、すぐ何、あ、この人スノボの選手だなっていうのも分かるよね。男の子ね。でもいいよね。こう見てて楽しそうでさ、すごい。
Did you see the hockey goalies?
カートに乗せられてるやつ、見た。
Yeah, the hockey goalies have too many pads and stuff on. So 歩けない。
Yeah.
So they get completely dressed. Shoes and skate shoes and everything.
Yeah.
And then they have to climb into a cage. And then...
運ばれてる。
Yeah, they like roll him over to the ice rink.
Yeah, yeah. あれさ、ロボットみたいだよね。なんかダサいのかかっこいいのかちょっと決められない。
ダサいです。If you're in a cage, I'm sorry.
なんかさ、オリンピックスケジュールが分かんないから全然あれなんだけど、ロシアこう時差が5時間とかだから微妙にいい感じの時間で見れるところもあるよね。
It's like in the afternoons and then until late, like until like 3 in the morning. Something like that.
場所によってはさ、なんかもう全然寝てる間に終わってるみたいなのもありえるからね。なんかブラジルとかだと真逆だから。
Did you see the opening ceremony?
Yes, yes.
全部見た？
全部は見てないけど、すごい長いから。でも選手が何入ってきてるのは見た。
So you didn't see like the show afterwards?
あ、そんなのあったの？
With theThe enormous robots and the balloons and all this other stuff.
Ah, I saw the colorful
balloons.
Yeah.
They had the balloons over their heads and the. They were like, 超でかいよ these balloons. They're huge.
わかんない、それ見てない。
It's like hot air balloon ぐらい。
What?
And these people are like running around,
like
down there with the balloons.
Huh.
I think that was before the enormous robots came out.
Oh, へえ。
それロボットかな。
なんかいろんなのをレプレゼンテーションみたいなのしてるのはちょっと見た。なんか宇宙のテクノロジーロシア強いですとか、なんかいろいろなんか忘れちゃったけどもはや忘れちゃったけどでも東京オリンピック面白いけどさ、個人のやつが多いじゃん。個人っていうか人間同士が戦ってるんじゃなくて、点数との戦いみたいなのが多いじゃん、フィギュアとかもそうだし。そうするとなんか人に何ジャッジする人によるっていうかさ、なんかちょっと寂しい時あるよね。
I like the setup for the Olympics. I think a lot of sports could learn a lot from it, especially the judging, because in the Olympics they have, for as far as I know, the ones that I sawThey have 5 judges, and they drop the lowest score and they drop the highest score.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't, like, one person doesn't influence the result. They can't.
Right.
But in other sports, they'll have like three judges, like boxing, or MMA, or I don't know, other sports that require judging.
Yeah.
And that really messes with the sport.
まあね、オリンピックも毎年いろいろあるけどね、なんか誤審とかさ、なんか。
Well, it's so huge, but that system that I'm referring to is much better with five and dropping the outliers.
Mm, I guess, yeah. なんかあの、あと得点の方法がよくわかんないのも結構あるよね。なんかその、だってさ、オリンピックで見るスポーツって普段見ないじゃん。Do you know what I mean? Like, モーグルとかさ、すごい盛り上がるけど、普段見てるわけじゃないから、4年おきに毎回ちょっとルール忘れてるっていうか。
But these people are training that whole time too.
そうだよ。
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And these like モーグルの人 are really 強い with just モーグル。
そうそうそう。
Like that kind of course.
Yeah.
Or like the like Sean White, for example, he dropped out of the slopestyle event because that's not his strong point. And he thought it was like too dangerous or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあ怪我したら嫌だもんね、それで。
You can be like such a high level athlete snowboarding, but if the event doesn't really match your style, then.
そうね、スノボはね、もっと本当にだからリラックスしてる感じだよね、みんな。And I mean, Sean White's been around for.Ever, Janai.
How old is he?
He's probably like my age, but I think he started really early. だって私 X Trail 見に行ったことあるんだけど、その時私だ多分10年前ぐらいだもん。でそこでショーン・ワイト優勝してて、That was like the last event for テリエハーコンセンとか出てたけど、まあねずっと今もロンゲ？I haven't seen him in a while, actually.
ね。I didn't see the half pipe event.
あ、もう終わっちゃったのあれ。
わかんない。I only saw like slope style.
なんかスケジュールが全然わかんないからね。なんともかんとも。
If you Google it, it comes up right away.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. クロスカントリーとかもあるよね。なんかね、そのだから国によってはやっぱりウィンタースポーツが全然メジャーじゃなかったり、そもそも雪がないとか山がない国がいっぱいあるから、そうするとやれば出れるみたいな国もあるじゃん。やってる人口がないから、その競技やってればオリンピック出れちゃうみたいな。だからそれだったら自分何がいいかなって思ったんだけど、結局やっぱりスピードスケートがいいっていう結論に達した。
You're gonna get huge legs.
No. だからやらないの。もう出るだけだから、趣味みたいな感じでこう手を振りながら優雅にゆっくり進むっていう。他のやつ怖いじゃん、結構。スノボとか絶対無理だし。
出れないよ、それで。They won't let you.
出れるじゃん、変な、やってる人がいなければ。You could.
No, but you still have to qualify and represent. They have to, like, I don't know. I'm sure it's not like you could just go to Zimbabwe and then.
だってさ、あるじゃん、なんか夏のさ、五輪でも結構あるじゃん。あと前さ、スピードスケートでそれこそオーストラリア人だっけの人でさ、結構遅いビリだった人が、前の人たちが全員団子で転んで、自分が1位になったみたいなのがあった
じゃん。スピードスケート is like one of the most, that's like something I seriously only see with the Olympics. I'm never watching speed skating, are you?
ああ、そういうこと？
But like snowboarding, I snowboard, I see people snow, like that's, you know, and I think like, oh, if I kind of dedicate myself, I can learn like some of these tricks and stuff, but speed skating is like such a specific,
そうね。
しかも、the skates are different.Too. Like, 全部違うじゃん。And there's like weird
suits. しかも走る前の構えからしてさ、もう忍者みたいじゃん。
Yeah.
そうだね。
And then their bodies end up being like kind of weird too. The speed skaters' like legs and stuff are totally disproportionate to the 上半身。
そうだね。そうね。下、もうすごいもんね、太ももとか。でボブスレーとかもさ。不思議な競技じゃない?
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand any of those. Anything where you lie down and just if you're lying down, like
あれめっちゃ怖いよね。死ぬ人とかいるしさ。
As soon as you lie down, it's like, okay, what, this is weird.
あれめっちゃ、もうだって何キロ、時速何キロとかわかんないけど、ものすごいもんね。
Do they go head first? They do, yeah? Do they?
They do. Yeah, they do.
They do, right?
Yeah, who does that, right?
can you see anything?
わかんない。見え、でも
見え。Wait, is it head first? I don't think it, it is it?
Wasn't it? まあこんぐらいの感じってことよね。だこんぐらい全然わかってないっていう。だって4年に1回だからね、忘れるよ、そりゃ。
はい、うん、4年に1回でちょうどいい。
しかも4年に1回でも毎回見てると限らないからね、ボブスレーを。
うん。
だから、最後に見たの8年前とかもあり得るから。
So, what is Japan, what might they win?
フィギュアスケート、すごい強いじゃん。真央ちゃんがいるからさ。あと、高橋大輔がね。
何？
フィギュアスケート。今、すごい話題になってんじゃん。高橋大輔に送られた曲がさ、書いた人が偽物だったやつ。あれもすごいけどね。でも、その、フィギュアとあとカーリングも強いんじゃない？確か日本の選手団がさ入ってきた時に旗持ってた女の人、あの人カーリングの人だよね。
うん、
だからあれとか、あとだから上村愛子選手とか、スノボの子とかがね、もしかしたらいけるかもって言ってたけどダメだったけど、あとなんかあんのかな。
Well, they were close with downhill skiing, the
mogul, oh,
yeah? the mogul thing.
Oh.Oh. あ、モーグルね、そう、上村愛子選手のやつね。あとコリンがなんかフェイスブックでみんなホッケー見ましょうみたいな言ってたけど、日本って強くないよね。強いの？ホッケーオリンピック。
I think the women's might be.
Oh, へえ。
Because there are a lot of sports where women do way better than men in Japan. Wrestling is one of them.
バレーボール、バレーボール。
Yeah, volleyball. 最近サッカーもそうかな。
そうだね、そうだね。サッカーずっとなでしこね、すごいもんね。Yeah. まあ男もでもサッカーはあれだから。バレーボールが結構さ、女と男の差がすごいよね。女の子の方がいつも強いっていうか気がする。面白いね。でだからこんなにいっぱいスポーツがある中でさ、ボブスレーやろうって思ったその背景が知りたいよね。
Well, what about curling? Curling is so weird.
カーリングもね。
When I...Anytime I see curling, it's just
不思議だよね。モップみたいのでゴシゴシしてさ、難しいんだろうし、やってみたら楽しいんだと思うけど。
I don't know if the scrubbing technique is good or not. You know, like
わかんないよね、見てても。Yeah. しかもなんか身近にないじゃん。なんか、mm. やってみる機会が今まで生きてきて一度もないっていうかさ、ね。どこで生まれてどこで育ったら身近にあったんだろう、それが不思議。雪国？
I don't know.
私スケートもできないんだもん、だからそういえば
At all?
うん、もうおばあちゃんみたいな感じになっちゃう。
You never tried it when you were younger?
やったよ、多分レッスンとかも1回ぐらい受けたことあるし、大きくなってから赤坂じゃない赤レンガ倉庫のとこにさリンクできたり、うん、あと六本木のねミッドタウンとか赤坂とかにもあるけど、
うん、
全然できない、怖い。私インラインスケートとかも持ってなかったし、
mm-hmm.
でも it seems like it's just me.
Yeah, I can skate pretty well.
そうだよね。
I can skate backwards.
Oh, well. Can you like spin and stuff? Can you jump?
Jump できるけど spin できないよ。 I use hockey skates. I had my own hockey skates.
Oh.
So the hockey skates don't have that ギザギザ on the front.
ああ、え、じゃあどうやって止まるの？
Sideways。
おー、へえ。ホッケーも全然わかんないんだよね。ちょっと喧嘩みたいになるじゃん。本当のプロのやつ見て
さ、
格闘技みたいな感じでさ。
Yeah, recently there was a game where they just right at the beginning of the game. It hadn't even started yet. The game hadn't even started yet. Right when it started、
うん、
immediately everyone just took their gloves off and started punching each other in the face.
何それ?
It's really weird because in hockey, you can assault someone.
Oh.
That's assault, right? If you if you punch someone, if it's against the rules and you punch someone in the face,
right,
you go to jail.
Yeah.
But in hockey, you just go to this little box for like 2 minutes and then you come out and you're good.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
そっか。
But you're taking the gloves off and then you're punching this guy in the face.
やばいね。危ないね。
And these guys actually hate each other oftentimes. You know, so it's like,
yeah.
Is that really, it's like it became a part of the game, but maybe it wasn't really.
まあ、like, そうだね。もともとはね、多分。
それは絶対後からでしょ。
なんか、that's the fun part too, right? For the audience.Like, whoa, they're like punching each other, they're like pushing each other.
Are there any other sports where they do that?
Super Bowl, like American football?
No, they don't, they can't do that.
But I hear that, like, みんなでこう when they're on top of each other,
yeah,
なんか団子になってる時もう中ですごいやってんだって。 They're like poking each other's eyes and like,
no,
like punching each other.
Well, yeah, people get punched and people will sneak stuff in like that, but
yeah.
You can't...
Poking your eyes, 結構やばいよ。
No, they're not poking each other's eyes.
That's what I heard, though. Like, no, that's what they're doing.
I don't know about the poking of the eyes, but yeah, it's totally against the rules to punch someone.
Yeah. So
I can't think of another sport where you can just...
しかも素手でね。
You drop the stick, take your gloves off, and just... That'd be like playing tennis, and then partway through, the ball goes out, and then you just throw your racket to the ground, and both guys walk up to the net and just start punching each other.
そうだね。
ありえないよね。
うん。
But it's entertaining.
特殊だね。
It's what makes hockey special.
いや、見てる分には楽しいけど。はい。
あ、ちょっと待って。Forgot it was me.The European Union is developing a system of kill switches for new cars that would enable authorities to disable a specific vehicle with the push of a button. Development is expected to take 6 years, and currently officers are taking fairly extreme actions to stop vehicles on the run, involving blowing out their tires. And this sometimes results in the death of the person they are attempting to stop. So this new system would allow them to...I guess more safely stop your vehicle remotely.
EU は警察当局がボタン一つで走行中の車を無理やり停止させるシステムを開発しています。このシステムが確立するには6年かかるとのことです。現在警察が走行中の車を無理やり止める際にはタイヤをパンクさせるなどの危険を伴う方法が取られており、死亡者が出るケースもあります。これ以外で、まあ、これもまだ6年かかるって言ってるけど、その EU とかこの地域でその警察とかが使う目的で消費者が買うプロダクトにこういうものが埋め込まれてるのってある？他にないよね。
Yeah.
ある？
Well, I don't know about just one region, but there are a lot of standards for vehicles that areimposed. Nothing as invasive as this.
I mean, I know there are standards, but like this, you know, they have control over your cars とか they have なんかそういう they can remotely control your product that you personally buy.
Yeah.
Well,
they can shut off the electricity to your house, can't they?
Yeah, but they're operating it, right?Oh, they're not. Well, they are. Partly, they are. But I mean, 車はさ、何？民間の企業が作ってるものじゃん。Like, whether it's Honda or, you know, whoever it is.
Yeah.
So, this sounds pretty odd to me.
Well, it's, the only function that it serves is to disable that person's vehicle. And the only time...I mean, I guess it'd be useful if someone stole your car and then you reported it and then they could turn your car off.
Okay.
No.
But can they turn the car off? これ走ってるやつを止めるだけでしょ。 So I mean, are they gonna use it for that kind of purpose? I thought it would be more like car chase みたいな時に。
Yeah, well, this
stolen vehicle news, で使うのこれ。
News of the, well, it's just a technology. You could use it however, right?、Mm. I don't know how they are going to use it,、but it seems like their intention is to avoid these car chases.、Mm. But, you know, it's not even going to be implemented until 6 years from now.
Right.
And then when it is implemented, it's only going to be in new cars.
Right.
So that means anyone with an older car isn't subjected to that.
Mm. そうね。
So if I wanted to run away and I knew about this feature, then I wouldn't try it in a new car, I guess.
Mm. そうね。なんか日本だとあんまりこう道路も狭いし、カーチェイスになることが少ないじゃん、多分。
Well, there's so much traffic in Tokyo. There's just no way. Like, that's unbelievable. Right? That's not going to happen.
Right? So,
how can you run away from
me? ヨーロッパはあるのかな？じゃあ結構カーチェイスになる。
あるんじゃない？
あの状況が。アメリカはよくさ、生中継とかで見る。
It's so rare, though. You know?
Yeah.
It's so rare. How often... And then the current methods to deal with it work, usually.
まあでも危ないもんね、確かに。
But it's still dangerous if there's a car chase. Well, it's dangerous because they're chasing them, actually.
But they're pushing the button themselves, so they can slow down, right? They won't crash into the car that they're chasing if they're the ones who's pressing the button.
Chase しないじゃん if they have this.
あ、もともとね。
Yeah. Chase しながらボタン押すは意味わかんないね。
こうゆっくりゆっくりさ、でもだってさ、
車 you have to like push the button harder?
No, だって車止めたら you have to be around the car, right? To catch the guy who is driving. So you do kind of have to go near the car, John.
Yeah, but the guy is not going to run away if he's in a brand new car. He knows. Jenna?
Yeah, だって普通今のカーチェイスだってさ、何結構な荒い手口で車止められた後に絶対みんな車から出て走ってるじゃん。でなんかブッシュに飛び込んだりとか。 I see it all the time.
Yeah, but if it's a brand new, I don't know, maybe、
mm.
I mean, how can you run away these days? I don't even know how people pull that off.
Movies like
Have you seen The Fugitive?
あの市橋達也容疑者、
え、
犯人、あのThe guy who killed、the British girl here. He was like... 何？あれ1年ちょっととか？もうちょっと？
Yeah.
隠れてたもんね。捕まらずにさ。
Yeah, well, if you're one of these guys, these smart guys, you're not going to get into a car that has a kill switch in it. I feel like it's just... It's an invasion of a lot of people's、liberties for this Hail Mary attempt at kind of improving their ability to control crime, but these criminals can easily get around this. Easily. Just like everything else, really.
まあね、でもさ、ほら、車で逃げてる途中で他の車にぶつかったり人引いたりとかすることもあるから、mm. If they know about this system, then they probably won't even try escaping with their car, right?So at least
多分他の人の車に乗るんじゃない？でも、Easy.
でもそれでも止められちゃうじゃん。あ、古い車に乗るってこと？
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. まあだからすぐには効果ないよね。どっちにしろってことだよね。もう何十年も経ってもうみんなの車にこれが積んであればあれだけど。
If you were going to buy a new car and both cars cost $30,000. One has this system. One doesn't. Which one do you want?
めっついてない方がいいでしょ、それは。だって、I won't commit a crime where they have to chase me.
Right?
So.
That's what everyone thinks. I think that too. Like, the odds of me being in a chase. And if I am being chased by the police, maybe I do want to get away. I don't
know. So だね。
Maybe I, you know what I mean?
そうだね。Yeah. So it's like, yeah, either way, you don't want
it. Either way, I don't want it.
そうだね。
And at the end of the day, adoption of this is really going to, it should be up to the people, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't even think like, I wouldn't, I'm not really that concerned about, the people aren't saying, oh, we should put kill switches in all the cars
yeah.
so that these crazy maniacs who run away can be stopped.
Yeah.
言ってないじゃん、うちだ。
まあね。
Nobody is.
まあでも、それのせいでこう事故で死んじゃってる人とかも実際、あとなんかほら、いるじゃん、おじいちゃんでさ、なんかもう、何、高速道路逆走しちゃう人とか、何十キロも。
Yeah, but there's always these outliers, these weird examples and stuff that, that governments try to use to push policy like this. But where do you draw the line?
まあね。
If you really want to be safe, if you really want to be safe, no one should be able to control their own cars at all. All the cars, そうね。all the new cars 20 years from now should be completely automated.
Yeah. You don't,
there is no steering wheel. You just get in and you say like, oh, take me to this location.
Yeah.
Then I'll, you know.Or just ban cars. Where do you draw the line?
そうね。だからその民間企業から自分が個人的に購入した何かにこういうのが入ってるっていうのはまあまあ何 pleasant ではないよね。どう考えても。Whatever the purpose is,
totally
い
らない。And I don't think that the people in Europe want this either.
うん。ね。
Right?
これでももう開発していましたもんね。
Yeah, so what I think
They're
what happens
already working
is
on it.
Someone comes up with this technology and then they, you know, get their hands on the right people in government and they're like, all right, you know, if we do this, you know, obviously they're just a business. They
right,
just want
right.
to make money, right?
Yeah.
And then if a politician can I don't know, increase the budget or whatever to pay for this thing, the funding for this thing, you know how all this crap happens. It's not coming from the people.
Yeah. まあ、しかも EU 全体でやられちゃったらね、なんか反対するも何もない感じ。
We've got like way bigger liberty and freedom issues than this one, for sure. But it's kind of an interesting case.
Yeah.
Especially, remember Michael Hastings?
Oh, the reporter guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
そうだよ、そうだよ、あの人みたいになっちゃうよ。
And some people believe that he was murdered,
right?
And that his car was remotely controlled,
yeah,
and driven into a tree.
Is it just some people or like a lot of people?
A lot of people think,
right?
That.
でしょ?
Well, it's either that or this totally stable, successful guy that had like crazy leads and crazy sensitive information and was going after General McChrystal and all this other stuff. He just happened to steer into a tree at a million miles per hour without even touching the brake pedal, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he was telling people, hey, you know, I think my life is in danger. And he was talking to people about this.
Mm.
That's just too crazy a coincidence. I can't, it's so...
ね、
It's so unlikely that he wasn't murdered, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy that people who do that kind of stuff actually get away with it. Even though like everybody is suspecting that he was murdered.
But this kind of system that they're talking about, it would give the government control of the engine control unit in the car to some extent. Whether or not it would just be limited to these kill switches like they say it would be, I kind of...doubt that. I kind of think, you know, if they're waza waza installing something in your vehicle that allows them to control it remotely, how long before they add, you know, a little bit more control, you know, to the point where, hey, if they wanted to take somebody they don't like, if they wanted to remotely, let's say they're looking at your car from a helicopter or from a satellite or whatever.
Yeah.
And they see you driving on the highway, and then it's like you reach the bridge portion. All right.Bob, I want you to steer his vehicle off the bridge into the ocean or into the river, whatever. They could do that easily.
Well, I mean, they could do that now, don't they?
Well,
I mean, just like they did with...
They couldn't do it now because they have no... They couldn't do it now unless they actually installed something in his car. They would have had to install something in
Hastings' car.
But that system doesn't exist in cars right now.
Right.
But if they do this, that'll give them that they all of a sudden they have the ability to communicate with the engine control unit.
Right.
And once you have that, they can control your car.
Right.
They can control almost everything. On a new car, they can control almost everything.
Right.
On my car with like rack and pinion steering and like all this old school stuff, they couldn't. But
right. そうだね。でもだからそうなってくるとあのオートメーションの車もだってよりそういう可能性が高いよね。
Well, all the new cars, they're all going electric.
Computer.
They're all going electric. It's pretty much just a computer with an electric motor and like wheels now. It's really simple. Batteries. だからその
最近さ、あの家電、何？家電、IT 家電みたいなのがハッキングされる恐れがありますとか、あのディック・チェイニーもハートがハッキングされると嫌だとかさ、いろいろ言ってるけど、だからどんどんね、IT 化することによってそういうリスクが出てくるよね、車とか。
Yeah, they could
hack your... heart は結構一番エクストリームなケースだと思うけど。
Well, your heart doesn't matter if they hack your car and drive you off into a tree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, it gives the government a really easy way to get rid of people.
そうね。
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.It is creepy.
But, I mean, there's... Obviously, there's benefits to it, too. But...
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Personally, I just think it's creepy.
Yeah. なんかこう、全部の車に積まなくてもできるのがあればいいのにね。なんかこう、外からなんかしたら止まるみたいなさ。
They can. They can shoot your tires.
No, like, that's dangerous, too. So, a safer way. But...You
but
know.
Right now, they just shoot the driver.
In the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. まあ、怖いね。
Cars are really interesting to me, especially the developments lately. I think that there's going to be a lot of change in kuruma. Cars are going to... They're getting so quiet.
Yeah.
And they're... With electric cars...
だって quiet すぎてさ、エンジンエンジン音が出るやつ無理やりつけてるじゃん今、ブブンってやつ。
Yeah, Nissan just.
It's like who would have thought?
Nissan revealed a van, an electric van, recently. And this Nissan electric van, I think is really going to change stuff because once businesses, you know, businesses are going to see which costs more money.
Right.
If they're operating with electric vehicles that have no gas costs, especially businesses that are just driving all the time,
yeah,
you know, not only are you no longer subjected to the fluctuating gas prices, but it's way cheaper.
Yeah,
it's way cheaper.
なんかさあのすごい前にさすごい何テクノロジーが進化している中で傘だけは変わってないよねとかそういう話したけどさ、あの。この間雪降ったじゃん、でタイヤにあのチェーン履かせてるじゃんみんな、であの遠くから来て車が東京に入ってきてこう普通のアスファルトをチェーンで走るとすごい音するじゃんガラガラガラガラみたいな、だからそれを見てる時に今ちょっと思ったなんかその車自体すごい進化してるけど未だにその雪に対して一番エフェクティブなのはタイヤにチェーンを履かせることなんだみたいな。
Well they have the belt type too.
Oh.
And the belts don't really damage the roads the same way.
Oh, okay.
Those chains really mess up the road.
But I mean, my point is that like we haven't come up with any like material or new type of tire where you can like go anywhere.
Well, that's the
like you don't have to change anything. You don't have to
audio. You
know. I don't know.
Well, they have really good snow tires now. すごいやつあるよ。
でもさなんか。
Like, you can just drive, like, this would be no problem. Even when it was snowing 2 days ago,
but that's no tire, right?
Yeah,
you're not supposed
to
be using that for, like...
They have the all-season tires, too.
But they still use chains because it's safer, no?
They're just... They just work. If it works, then...
No, they were showing, like, people on the street.
The problem with these trucks is they don't... those tires are really expensive. Imagine if you had to change all the tires to snow tires.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. It's like they were showing these people who were trying to put the chains on their tires in Tokyo. でも珍しいからもうやり方忘れてるじゃんみんな。 So they were showing these people on TV like, どっちが前だっけみたいな。
There are people that mess it up. And there's, I hear it. I hear them drive by. You can hear like chains hitting the fender.
Oh.
それよくない。ね。 And you can hear the chains like, but they sell the belts. And I think the belts work really well. And they're not, they don't kind of fly around the tire. They're more tight. So they're not going to hit your fender.
Ah, okay. そっか。
I saw, there was cars getting stuck around here.
Okay.なんかね、まだだってその車道は結構さ車通るからもう都内はあんまり都内っていうかうちらがいるとこはあんまりもう雪ないけど歩道はね結構まだ残ってるから。
That was so weird. It was such a random snow.
Yeah.
And it's not that cold now.
そうだね、意外とね。あ、風が吹くと寒いけどね。風が吹いてなければそうでもないよね。
It wasn't really cold yesterday.
うちあのアパートっていうかマンションなのね。結構高層のマンションなの。だから外に出た時にもうビル風みたいのでスノーストームみたいになってて、 I was just like, oh my god!
絶対こっちの方がスノーストームだよ。 My front door,
yeah.
I couldn't open it because of the snow. Because 空いてるじゃん、the hallway. So it just snowed
inside.
Like in front of my door, like right there, like right outside my door.
Yeah. 廊下に積もったの?
Yeah.
Wow.
Inside the building.
That sucks.
Because it's open.
そうだね。
Yeah.
あの、外廊下だもんね。
So I try to go outside and it's like, what? So I like pushed harder and my door just like, was like a...
ガガガガみたいになった。
Just like bulldozed some of the snow out of the way.
Right. Huh. 大変だね。でも全然ないね、今もう。誰か雪かきしてくれたんだ。
I think it just melted.
Really?
どっちでもいいんじゃない。
いや、だってすごい雪かきめっちゃみんなさ、頑張っててさ、外見たら。
Do you like snow?
Yes, I do. I love snow. 雨より雪の方がいいよね。
まあ、雨より。
楽しい。うん、傘いらないしさ、あんまり。
But people here use umbrellas when it's snowing.But people in the States, I don't really think they use umbrellas when it's snowing.
Mami もあんまつ、あの、フリーかぶって外出ちゃう。もういいやみたいな。So my hair and everything gets wet, but なんか雪だったらいいかみたいな。楽しいよね。なんか綺麗だしね。
There are a lot of people that don't like snow, though.
In Tokyo? Or...
Yeah.
Oh.
結構いるじゃん。On Twitter.
えー、Facebook だとみんな喜んでなかった、なんか、イエーイ、雪みたいな。しかも、It was Saturday, so, you know, as long as it's not like work day,、I guess people don't really mind, かな。
ね、
はい。あ、そう、あの、コリーの特別編の、あの、文字起こしのテキストをアプリにアップしましたので、ぜひ、よければ、見てください。あと、あれでしょ、アップデートまた、される right soon.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bigger update. I'm trying to fix いろいろ.
Okay, だからまたアップデートが出たらツイッターでお知らせするよね。
Like the iOS 6対応とか。
ああ、iOS 6対応してくださいって言ってる人いっぱいいたもんね。結構それが。
Stuff like that.
そっか。じゃあ次のアップデートで。
はい。
はい、お知らせします。
以上です。
終わりです。バイ。
バイ。